center and good news for local patients on the autism spectrum. Here to tell us all about it, Mike Hallin, President and CEO of Jack Speech and Hearing Center. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Melissa.
And Michelle Killian, she's President of IBCCES. That's the International Board of Credentialing and Continuing Education Standards.
Hello.
So official.
Yes.
Thanks for being with us. So, Mike, let's start with you. The Speech and Hearing Center has earned a very important certification of autism care from Michelle's organization. What does this designation mean, and why is this such a big deal for local families who have someone with autism?
The certified autism center designation means that at least 80% of our staff has gone through the training and met the standards for certification of the IBCCES. And our clinicians actually receive a certified autism specialist credential. We've had three of our audiologists and five of our speech language pathologists that have received that designation, and then the rest of the staff an autism certificate. But what this will enable us to do is better serve a population that we are already serving. Approximately 20% of the children that are seen by our speech language pathologists now are on the autism spectrum disorder. So this will allow us to serve them that much more effectively.
Let's talk about that, Michelle. How will this help children who need these services, children with autism?
The Certified Autism Center designation shows that the staff has gone through extra training in autism. So when a parent brings their child in, they're going to know that from the time the receptionist, even when they walk in the door, everyone there understands their child.
Which can be so difficult, Mike, because communication is always, not always, but so often for people on the autism spectrum, one of the biggest challenges they have.
Well, autism is most often manifested in communication challenges, and certainly that is something that our speech-language pathologists experience. Now, our efforts with every child we see is to provide that compassionate level of care and family involvement, but it really takes it to a whole different level. And why is that important? You know, one in 68 children are now being diagnosed with autism. If you listen to the presidential or watch the presidential debate last night, it became the center of focus in an exchange between Donald Trump and Rand Paul and Ben Carson, and you know, a lot of the misinformation that still exists about the link between vaccines and autism.
Yes, I noticed that did come up last night. Michelle, one in 68 children now, five times more common among boys than girls, and research is still trying to figure out why.
Right. It's an international problem. The global rate is at 1%. The United States is one in 68. This is something that every community really needs to focus on.
Right, and there are so many families dealing with children on the spectrum. Let's explain a little bit about that, because it is a spectrum. Some children are more affected than others by issues with social interaction, communication, and physical problems, digestive issues. In that sense, it can be a whole body disorder.
Right, and we have 10 areas of autism competency that we ask that an individual look into, and that's our part of our competency exam, which cover all those various issues that go along with autism.
This was a really tough certification to get, wasn't it?
It was. We're very proud of that. And, you know, we have been for a long time. We were started 66 years ago. We have been the only nonprofit in North Florida accredited to provide both speech language services and audiology services. This really adds another niche and a valuable service that we can provide to that population.
So the Speech and Hearing Center now, the only nonprofit in the area to undergo this kind of training. But as you said, about 20% of your child patients are on the autism spectrum. That's not all you do.
Let's talk a little bit more
about what you do.
We provide a broad range of services to individuals of all ages. Our focus with children is really on the speech side and helping them to overcome communication challenges so that they can be ready to start kindergarten on par with their kindergarten classmates, able to communicate, able to learn. As you know, to start out in school with some kind of a stigma, to be different from everybody else is really a challenge. So the children is, and the speech is the one side, but we also help people of all ages with hearing, and that's critical, as well as we're seeing more and more people that are experiencing hearing loss. 60% of our veterans are coming back from Afghanistan and Iraq with hearing loss. So that's our bread and butter.
And what are the main modalities you use to help people?
Well, we have fabulous clinicians, and as I mentioned, that we have two audiologists with about 45 years of experience and tremendous speech language pathologists. We also have a partnership with JU, which I know was part of the earlier segment, but JU now has a fabulous speech language pathology program. Chris Sapienza, Dean of the College of Health Sciences, who started the program, is on our board. And we have a number of externs from JU at any time. But we're providing comprehensive hearing evaluations, speech evaluations. We actually go out in the community and provide a lot of screenings. Florida Blue, the Chartrand Foundation, and Medtronic have all been instrumental in providing funding. So we can go out and diagnose those kids, because so many children are undiagnosed, and that's the important part.
Michelle, how important is that, getting a correct diagnosis for your child? There are a lot of people listening. And by the way, if you have a child with autism or you're curious about this topic, the number to join us with your question or thought is 549-2937. Many parents might not have a correct diagnosis for their child.
Sure, a diagnosis is important, but even more important is starting the intervention process. The earlier you start, the better. So if you know your child has communication problems, contacting a center such as the Jacksonville Speech and Hearing Center is a great place to start, mm-hmm. even while you're working on the diagnosis.
Sure. And one of the things that I've noticed you say that a certified autism center provides is no sensory overload. Kids on the spectrum often have issues with sensory integration, and they can feel bombarded by stimuli, sights and sounds. It can be so overwhelming for a child. How do you compensate for that?
So knowing the problems that go along with autism can help a center to brainstorm possibilities of how they can address those situations. Maybe having a special quiet room if a child's upset, a place for them to go to calm down without a lot of sensory issues, or a place for a sensory break can be really helpful.
Yeah, minimally disruptive treatments. What does that mean, Mike?
That means we want to create as less, the least amount of disturbance, and not trigger, not do anything that would trigger a response. So that quiet room that Michelle mentioned is very, very important, and that's something that we have established within our office.
549-2937, Marianne in St. Augustine. Hi, Marianne. Go ahead.
Hi there. I have a question. When my son was about 3-4 years old, his preschool teacher picked up that he was what they called speech delayed. And we actually ended up, at that time we lived in Broward County. Broward County had a program where all of his therapy, all of his testing was done through the public schools. I was wondering if we have anything like that in this area.
I don't know, Marianne, but thanks for the question. Mike Howard.
Well, that is the case. In our area, the public schools are the main provider of those speech-language services once a child is enrolled in public school.
So and what you provide is a much more intensive one-on-one focus.
That's right. We would oftentimes take referrals from schools that where children need more services than they can get through those schools. And then obviously that preschool range is not one that's covered by the school system. So that's where we work with a lot of preschools and in an effort to help diagnose and provide therapies to those children.
Well, Michelle, only more children will be needing this type of intervention because, as you said, so many children now have been diagnosed, sadly.
Right. Absolutely.
Well, thank you both so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mike Allen is president of the Jacksonville Speech and Hearing Center. Michelle Killian, president of the Credentialing Board, certifying the center as an autism care center. And a look at ideas for your weekend right after.